Jonathan Berman, Senior Press Secretary for Dirty Fuels with the Sierra Club. And it's a real opportunity for people to testify to the EPA of just how crucial these methane regulations are. These are the first national regulations. Colorado passed their own last year in early 2014, and it's shown while we can never make the extraction of natural gas safe for our health or our environment, passing these or instituting these regulations are the first necessary step towards lessening the impact on children, on our families, and to our climate as a whole.
Methane is 86% stronger than CO2 in the atmosphere. If no restriction goes on methane, the Earth's warming will rise even faster than it already is. Some people don't believe in climate change. Well, I ask those people, how do you explain the forest fires in Alaska? How do you explain the Arctic Circle ice melting? And how do you explain the rising oceans?
So my name's Jeannie Stevens.
I'm Marina Weber. So we're both from Santa Fe, and I started a group called the Global Warming Express, which is also a book. And we are an after-school program, and we do a lot of things like this. Last year we came up to testify about the coal emissions, and we performed as well. And this year I just spoke at the EPA hearings. I just told them a couple facts about methane, and it didn't really matter whether you believe in climate change or not. We need to slow down coal emissions and the use of methane, because if we don't, it'll contribute a lot more to the warming that's already happening of the Earth.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Joe Salazar, State Representative, House District 31. Covering Thornton and parts of unincorporated Adams County. I'm hoping that the EPA adopts, if not matches, but exceeds what Colorado has done in terms of methane gas emissions, and hopefully get the EPA to understand that we need to have a better environment for our kids to live in. You know, we live in a beautiful state. We want to make sure that the state is well preserved. And I think that what's happening here today, and the reason why the EPA is here today, is because we are the national leaders on this.